Part 2, love. Gila Rina Ditsava Chadva. Gila Rina Ditsava Chadva. Gila Rina Ditsava Chadva. Gila. Gila means reveal. Reveal it. Reveal it. Under the Jewish canopy of the Jewish wedding ceremony, as you see in many Fiddler on the Roof stories, that they get married outdoors, you get married outside under the canopy of God energy and the canopy of the stars in the sky at night. That's why Jewish weddings are very often at sunset, because the sunset then starts to reveal the stars in the night, and you get married under the canopy of the stars in the night. The definition of astrology, the definition of energy, is when you see things clearly. And love energy, because sometimes it can be deceptive. Sometimes you think it's true, and then it changes. You change, life changes. So Gila Rina, the blessings that they give, the husband and wife, the blessings that they give at the Jewish wedding ceremony, the emphasis is Gila. Gila Rina Ditsa V'chadva. Aber V'achva Shudam V'reyas. The purpose of all our lives is to find the truth. We're on a journey. We start a journey of darkness. We start our journey in life, actually, in your mother's womb, completely dark. Absolutely no light whatsoever. You're completely dark. That is the journey. That is what we call this. That's why we call it the spiritual journey of life. You start the journey of life in your mother's womb, complete darkness. When you look at some babies when they're just born, so the eyes don't fully open because they're squinting. It's too bright. They come to this world and they don't know what it's all about. And then they start opening their eyes. As we get the teenagers and we get older and older, we start to open our eyes to see things for what they are. And when we have trends and when we see things on the internet, our eyes get open to this, and then we change our mind and our eyes get open to that. You see the trends of fashion. That's a nice fashion. That's very fashionable. Your eyes get opened. When you meet people, your eyes open. When they are really attracted to somebody, your eyes are absorbing their energy. They're not even talking to you, but you're absorbing through your eyes, because your eyes are revealing to your soul, is this right for me? Is this wrong for me? When you look at some people and you go, well, they don't look right. they belong in the funny farm. They don't look right. I'm not having a go at the religious people. I'm not having a poke at it in case they listen to this on the internet. I'm not having a go. But when you know that 86% of Jewish people in the world are not religious, they have respect for their religion, but they're not religious. 86% of Jewish people in the world do not wear black hats or have beards or look religious. And even the 14% that do keep the religion, only 5% of them look really religious, right? So it just happens to be that some of them really, really look a bit, they look a bit funny. They look strange. You look at them and you're thinking, okay, he's a rabbi. He's got a beard. He's got a hat. So he looks like he's playing the part. Not everybody can dress up the part of being religious. They are designated by life, they're designated by God and destiny to dress that part. You or me, we're dressed to have our own individuality, our own personality. And hence, that's why we call it the 12 star sign, the 12 tribes of Israel. We're not supposed to all have the same uniform of black hats, black coats and beards. Right? We're not supposed to. We're all different. One of the things I've learned through the spirituality of all the Jewish books I've read is always to accept. We're all supposed to be different. We're all supposed to be different. So when you accept he's different and you smile at the differences, when somebody, everyone's the same, this is all a bit boring. It's a bit dead boring when everyone looks the same. But when people are different, oh, look at that, puts a smile on your face. Even the eccentric people, they put a smile on your face. Even Albert Einstein, he puts a smile on your face, his hairstyle, right? The eccentrics, the differences in people's personality are expressed in their appearance. And it is the differences that makes you different, makes you different and special, makes you different and unique, makes you different, and that's your personality. Gila Rina Ditsa V'chadva is, we're asking in our prayers, we're asking, please reveal me my true personality. Please reveal to me the person I really am. Very often, only when you're in a personal relationship with somebody, your boyfriend, your girlfriend, your husband, your wife, then you reveal they know you. They know your real personality. Parents and your children, you know their personality. Yeah, they try pretending to fit in, but fundamentally, you know their personality. When you get to know somebody, when you get to love somebody, really love somebody, you know their true personality. And unfortunately, when you get to know and you realize, oh no, I've made a mistake, then you have to get divorced. You have to break up the relationship. The relationship has to end. I will quote from Pinchas Geffen. Rabbi Geffen was in Lugano many years ago when I was there in 1995, 96, 97. I went back to visit them all again in 2008 and 9. He used to say, many years ago, the saying goes, when I was amongst non-Jewish people, I found myself. Because when you're amongst non-Jewish people, you can then assess, well, I'm different to them. Jewish people were different to non-Jewish people many, many years, hundreds of years ago. Even today, the Jewish people are different. You only get to know your Judaism when you're amongst non-Jewish people. When you're amongst different types of people. And he used to say in a very funny, sarcastic way, in a very funny and very truthful way, he says, you only get to know how Jewish you are when you're amongst very religious rabbis. Because when you're amongst those very religious rabbis and you see the truth and you see that's the extremism, then you realize, I don't want to be like that. I don't want to be like them. God forbid, I don't want to be like a rabbi. I don't want to be religious. I don't want to be to the maximum positive, according to them, the maximum positive Judaism. I want to be modern and trendy. I want to be modern and normal. I don't want to be a crazy lunatic, a fanatic. So you only get to see your true identity under the extremism around you. And hence, when you're feeling, I don't belong here, I don't belong here, this isn't right, you're actually assessing where you really belong. When you assess where you belong, you're actually, Gilarina Dizavachedva, you're opening your mind, body and soul to finding yourself. Hence, and I'll talk now in the expression of the Indian culture, or those people who go to India. The reason why many people go on a pilgrimage to the Himalayan mountains, to India, they go away, far away to the Bali or to these exotic destinations, or Argentina or wherever they go to find themselves, or Mexico to the Peru or with the mountains somewhere, or Arizona mountains even. They go to find themselves in some exclusive Swiss mountains as well. They go to an extreme of being detached from their own lives. And when you're detached from your own lives, you can then look at your own life to say, oh, what am I doing here? What the hell am I doing in India? What the hell am I doing in the Himalaya mountains? What the hell am I doing in Poland? What the hell am I doing in the wrong place? When you're in the wrong place, well, I say in hindsight, what the hell was I doing in London? So when you look in hindsight, at yourself, detached from yourself, then you can reveal whether you belong there or not. So for those of you who are assessing what you're going through now in March and April and May and June of 2026, you're assessing it, Gilarina Dizavachedva, you're assessing it because your eyes are opened to your own truths, what's really right for you. And just as a funny anecdote now, when I went shopping for shoes with it was my ex-wife, my first ex-wife, I went shopping for shoes with her. And it was, I was only young at the time, I didn't know what it was all about, but she absolutely drove me crazy. Shopping for a pair of shoes for women, it's one hell of an experience. For a man, it's like, all right, I'd rather give you the money and find the shoes yourself. I can't be bothered dealing with that shit. Unfortunately, women, and I say that you drive us crazy because you want to try on even the shoes you know you're not going to buy. Once you're in the shoe shop, you want to try every type of pair of shoes on. You try the shoes that are absolutely crazy, the ones that you would never buy. Crazy. But you try them on. Why? Because you want to see how ridiculous it looks. That is what I call the extremism of life. So good luck to you. Right, try it on and realize it's not you. Sometimes in relationships, you try the relationship and realize it's not you. Whatever it is, we're in assessment zone of March, April and May, is all about trying things on and realizing that ain't me, because that's not my destined truth.